Support plan. During your stay at Four Winds, you developed a support plan. This is a self-generated plan in which you were asked to become familiar with the triggers in your environment that led you to feeling intense emotion and put you at risk for self-destructive behaviors or suicide. It's important to become aware of these issues so that they don't sneak up on you and so that they can be planned for rather than reacted to. Family and clinicians can be very helpful in terms of giving you ideas about what they've seen that can trigger intense emotion for you. Their insights will be very important. The support plan will ask you to identify what your red flags are, the things that we should be aware of that indicate you are starting to struggle. Your family, supports, and your clinician can also give you ideas about what they observe to be signs that you are starting to struggle, things that you should be looking for. For example, do you become more isolative, withdrawn, more agitated or irritable? Have you stopped engaging in activities you used to engage in? Does your voice change? Your intonation? Does your face turn red? These are all very important, observable signs that can help you to gauge where you are in terms of your emotions. The goal is to prevent a crisis before it occurs. You need to become aware of your red flags and triggers so that you can reach out for support and assistance before you feel overwhelmed. On your support plan, there's a section for you to identify the DBT coping skills that you learned during your hospital stay, skills that you feel you can use during times when you feel overwhelmed. Please refer to your DBT manual, where you will find a list of many skills. You can also find a more expansive list of DBT skills in Marsha Lenihan's DBT manual. On your support plan, you should list specific support people in your life with whom you feel you could share your plan and who would be able to step in to assist you in implementing this plan when you are struggling. It's important that others around you understand the coping skills that you are using. By understanding what you are attempting to accomplish, they can assist you by coaching. This is also a great way to educate others in your life on what you find to be the most useful interventions. There are often individuals in our lives who attempt to be supportive but who are unsure of what would be helpful. Share your plan with them in the hopes that they can coach you to reduce your distress by using the healthier coping skills that you have identified. Family members often find it useful to fill out their own support plan. If other individuals within your household also have a de-escalate plan, when the emotion in the house becomes intense and conflicts arise, it can be significantly helpful to you. Lastly, on the support plan, you'll find a section that pertains to lifestyle change. This is the section of the support plan in which you can designate certain lifestyle changes that you are committed to making. These lifestyle changes should take place on a daily basis, not only during a crisis. Lifestyle changes and emotion regulation skills will move you further away from crisis-driven behavior and start to help you to stabilize your life. The goal with emotion regulation skills is for you to develop a buffer from intense emotional experiencing and crises. You will hear more about this later in the CD. Lifestyle changes are things like taking your medications regularly, developing an exercise routine, developing short and long-term goals for your life, developing a hobby, and engaging in positive experiences on a daily basis.